You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
These days, sometimes they just need a good kick in the backside.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire, and you're listening to 95BFM. And now, what's up, Ollie?
Well, yesterday the government announced an updated threat management plan to protect both Hector's and Maui dolphins. There's 15,000 Hector's and only around 60 Maui dolphins left in New Zealand waters, so extensive new protections are needed to be put in place to guarantee the survival of both species. The threat management plan looks to increase fishing restrictions in dolphin habitats, as well as non-fishing activities such as prohibiting new seismic surveying and seabed mining, expanding marine mammal protection areas, and rolling out an action plan to tackle toxoplasmosis. I spoke with Jeff Key from Forest and Bird on what he thinks of the new plan. The government has released the new updated threat management plan to look after the Hector's and Maui dolphins to protect the species. Have you seen any loopholes in this plan?
Yeah, so when it came out, we were a little bit puzzled how to describe it, because there's some really, firstly, there is some really good stuff there. The protection from set netting for dolphins has increased quite a lot, and there are some sort of quite innovative things they want to try as well. But the problem is that there were loopholes, as you've alluded to. So one of the really big ones, for example, is oil and gas. So on oil and gas exploration in Maui habitat, when they go out there, they use seismic testing sounds. They basically let off big bangs underwater and use that to get a sense of what's happening under the seafloor. And that can be quite disturbing for marine mammals. So we wanted to see that banned, and it will be, but not until about 2046. And that's because the existing permit holders are exempt, and they've got permits to 2046. So, we will see a ban on seismic testing, but not for 25 years. So there are these kind of loopholes there, which mean it won't be as effective as we would have liked.
Would you like to see a change to those permits, or do you think that there could be a change to those permits, or are those locked in?
It's politics, right? I think, as I understand it, New Zealand First has wanted to protect the existing permit holders. So we saw that with the ban on oil and gas exploration more widely, that the existing permit holders are protected. The permits should just end. This is oil and gas exploration. We should just use what we have at the moment and then get out of it, not just for dolphins, but also for climate. But there's another problem in that as well, in that on the west coast of the North Island, the fishers will be able to continue trawling, but if they catch a dolphin, then the government will make a decision then whether or not to close the fishery. So there's about 63 dolphins left. We can't afford to lose a single one. And if the minister is sitting there with, news that the fishing industry caught a dolphin on the one hand and the industry pushing really hard to not close the fishery on the other, then, what's the minister going to do? There's no guarantee that the dolphins will be protected at that time. The fact that they're not willing to require trawling to change to long lining, which doesn't catch dolphins, is an indication that maybe they won't even decide to protect the dolphins even then, if they catch. We find that a bit of a worry in terms of what might happen in future.
Is there anything else you'd like to see added to the plan that would help protect the Maui and Hector's dolphins moving forward?
So the really big thing is to keep extending the protected areas so that fishers who want to go fishing in areas where there's either Maui's dolphin or Hester's dolphin have to use methods of catching fish that don't harm the dolphins. Like, literally nobody in the country is saying to fishers, stop fishing. What they're saying is use methods that don't kill dolphins. So instead of set netting or trawling, they could look at long lining or potting, so where you drop pots down and catch the fish in those. There are other methods they can use that don't catch dolphins.
What's sort of the reaction that you've seen, or have you seen any reactions from the fishing industry in regards to the government's plan?
Well, the government clearly, the industry is clearly a bit anxious about it, but, you know, the government is putting in money to support them. So one of the things that Forest and Bird, in fact, other NGOs as well, argued was that there should be a package to help fishers transition. So some fishers, for example, who currently go set netting in areas that they won't be allowed to anymore, will want to change what they do. You know, so they want to change to a different way of fishing. And what we've said is, well, the government should help them do that. And others may just simply decide that it's time to retire, and the government should help them to do that. So they are going to get a significant sort of package aimed at very practical help to either enable them to change the way they fish, or if they decide they've had enough, to leave fishing. So I think that's probably softened some of the criticism, is the fact, you know, they are going to be supported through this.
In terms of breeding and growing the numbers of both species, are we leaving it to the dolphins and their natural breeding habits, or is there human intervening? Are we interacting at all to help them, or is it leaving it completely up to the dolphins?
There's no dolphin love hotels out there. They are, they're definitely, we're leaving it to the dolphins. I mean, the main thing, really what they need is to not be killed by us. That's it. They can look after themselves, provided we stop killing them. So, and that's the whole, you know, purpose to the threat management plan. One of the issues is, if you take Hector's dolphin, which is all around the South Island, I mean, there is plenty more of them compared to Maui's dolphin. You know, Maui's dolphin is, what, 63, roughly? No one's entirely sure. And there's about 15,000 of the Hector's dolphin. But the Hector's dolphin populations are all scattered around the South Island. So it's like having lots of Maui's dolphin populations, if you get my drift. And one of the worries is that we could lose those isolated populations one by one. So is we going to be really important that we protect their habitat right from the bottom of the South Island to the top of the South Island?
With the Maui dolphin, are they looking at expanding their habitat? Because are they just around Port Waikato and the Manukau Harbour? Is that correct?
Oh, they're up and down a fair bit of the west coast of the North Island. No one is entirely sure the absolute sort of northern and southern limit. Yes, so because there are so few dolphins, it's extremely rare to actually see one. And certainly in the southern part of their habitat, sort of Taranaki way, they've certainly sonar or underground recording, undersea recording has picked up the calls of dolphins in the areas where they weren't known to be. So, you know, they're really, really hard to spot. And so, we know a fair bit of the west coast of the North Island, but no one really knows exactly where their habitat stops.
In terms of the numbers, because you mentioned around only 63 Maui dolphins, how quickly have we been seeing the numbers declining over the years?
I don't know the full sort of population over time, but they certainly disappeared relatively quickly a few decades ago, and then it's like there's been, for some years now, a small population just kind of clinging on.
The government also talked about the action plan for tackling toxoplasmosis, which I believe, is that spread by cat faeces?
Yeah, this will be something that's probably quite a surprise to most people. It was certainly a surprise to me the first time I heard about it a few years back. So toxoplasmosis is a disease that gets carried by cats. And it gets spread through their feces. It's actually an issue for people as well, because people can get infected by toxoplasmosis. But what happens is that it spreads from the cat feces into water, and from water into fresh water into the sea, and then the dolphins get infected. And there's enough of that happening that dolphins are getting infected in the ocean, which is kind of mind-boggling. But that is what's happening. So, and yeah, it's making them sick. It's killing some of them. There's a bit of argument as to quite how many, but it is a big problem. And so, yeah, the government has an action plan which we support to deal with that. But one of the things that's really crucial in this is that some people in the fishing industry are saying, well, why bother tackling fishing when you've got this other big problem out there? And it's like when someone ends up going to the hospital and in an emergency. You have to deal with those things that you can fix immediately, and then you work on those things that are going to take a bit longer. And if there's some really big problems that are going to take a bit longer, then you really have to fix things that need to be fixed immediately. So we know we can fix the problems with fishing straight away. We know we can prevent, you know, oil and gas exploration from harming dolphins. So we can do that straight away, and we should. And the fact that there's this other big problem means that tackling things like fishing and oil and gas exploration becomes far more important and far more urgent.
Is there anything that the public can do to help?
Yes. So this is kind of like, I guess, round two. Round three is coming up soon. So the government has announced the threat management plan. There is a bunch of regulations that legally they're able to do straight away, and they're doing that. And they will kick in 1st of October, and they relate to fishing. There are some regulations that they need to consult again before they finalise. So, and this is what I mean by like round two. So as round one was like getting the ideas together, round two was putting a proposed threat management plan out for public consultation. Round three is getting the actual consultation done on the sort of the final measures. That's a really good chance for people to go back to government and say, look, okay, so you're partway there, but you haven't finished the job, and to tell them to finish the job. So there will be information on the Department of Conservation's website, and I think also the Ministry of Primary Industries website as well. So people should just go to those, to Department of Conservation website or MPI, and I mean, Google will pick it up pretty quickly, and sort of, yeah, just tell the government to finish the job.
This is a sad, sad day. BFM, the font of liberalism and tolerance at the centre of the University of Auckland.
The Wire.
That was Jeff Key there from Forest and Bird talking on the updated threat management plan for Hector's and Maui dolphins.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.